This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A little bit more Bucko talk right now with our guy. Just a budding young superstar, Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette. Noah, how are you today, buddy? What's going on?
I'm well, guys. I'm also not that young. I'm 30 now, so I appreciate the compliment, but you know, I'm not an up and comer anymore.
Okay, so here's the deal.
I have a bone to pick with him too.
You want to pick that bone?
I mean, I do have a bone to pick with you. Every time that you go on with any other show, you tweet it out that you're going on. You don't tweet out the word
compliment
at us.
Wow.
You did it last week too, and I recognize it. I just want to know why.
No, I tweeted last week that I was coming on.
I don't think so.
Yeah, today, hand up. I got a DoorDash order on the way, and I'm really excited about it. So I was just kind of waiting outside like a little kid, and this totally slipped my mind.
What is Noah Hiles eating for breakfast today?
Breakfast tacos?
No, it's bad. It's bad. I'm going donuts today. I've had good breakfast the whole time I'm down here, but I after March Madness, I just ate like crap all yesterday, so I'm just continuing it this morning.
People know you're a big hoops guy too, so we'll get into the Buccos in a serious matter in a second, but what happened to you yesterday in terms of the bracket, Noah, or like your favorite storyline, your favorite bad storyline? What were you paying attention to? What's noteworthy for you today?
I mean, the Amir Khan experience has encapsulated the entire world, I think, or has encaptured the entire world. That kid is... he's this year's Sister Jean, or the manager from, or the SID from Fairleigh Dickinson a couple years ago. He's the off-the-court story. And I've been familiar with his game since late February when he first went viral. McNeese State's obviously an interesting program just because of its head coach, Will Wade. So I've been all in on McNeese State for a while. I thought they were kind of fraudulent, but I guess they were wrong on the, I was wrong on that on the court. They looked really good against Clemson yesterday. They outcoached them, and won that one, but it was a good first round. I mean, I don't think there were any crazy surprises, but there were some close games down the stretch, I think, there.
Yeah, and future Mountaineer head coach Ben McCollum, an outstanding X's and O's coach. And he wears a tie. I'm back for that now. Give me the guy with a tie. That's what I need. For those of you who don't know, this Amir Khan is the McNeese State. He's a manager, and he's going to get like all these NIL deals. And I'm going to start this campaign up right now. Like, we'll wait on the out the door. Going to NC State. Let this guy be the coach.
Well, what did he do to become so popular?
He's a social media star. He's like flopping around and just kind of time of his life.
He walked down the tunnel with like a boombox rapping to a song. And he's just like this 5 foot six kid with, you know, he kind of looks a little dorky, but he was on beat with like every bar for that one song he was rapping. And then it just became a trend where now they do it before every game. Buffalo Wild Wings sponsored a boombox for him to carry out.
Unreal.
So yeah, he's got like four or five NIL deals. I every couple hours I check his Instagram to see how many followers he's gaining. He's up to like 25,000 or something that now.
Well, he topped me.
It's awesome.
So we've got now the kid who sells the Skeens card making more money than Skeens, and we've got Amir Khan probably making more money than Paul Skeens this year, which is just wild. All right.
Yeah.
Sticking with baseball, man, what a radio transition there. Anything new on Jared Jones? I know that they were seeking a second opinion. And then what do you think the rotation is that they'll take into the season here, Noah?
Yeah, I expect there to be something new today. Nothing as of, you know, 8:43. But I think that we might have some new information either today or tomorrow on Jared. And as far as the rotation, I mean, you would have to assume he's going to just miss a little time. And this is just speculation on my end. But when he's missing his final start in spring training, you can't really send anyone into the regular season after having their last week and a half of work altered on the mound. So I would think that this is going to impact it just a little bit, even if he has to just miss one start, that they're going to have to find someone to cover the innings that he was going to pitch in the first series of the season. So when you look at those options, you can go one of two ways. If it's just a temporary absence and he'll be back soon, they can go Carmen Majinski in that fifth rotation spot, a guy who's been a bullpen arm for the last 2 years, who's been stretched out to be a starter this year. And you could treat him as a fifth starter, or you could piggyback him and Caleb Ferguson to get you through one or two starts until Jared's back. Now, if Jared's going to miss more time than that, then I think they go Thomas Harrington. He's the only rookie arm they still have in big league camp right now. They're clearly high on this guy. Obviously, I still think they're high on guys like Chandler, Ashcraft, Burrows as well, but they're not with the big league team right now. They've already been sent down to the minor league camp. So I think if they're looking for a traditional starter, it would be Thomas Harrington.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
How do you think this, if at all, impacts the usage of Paul Skeens? I mean, we know how careful they were with these guys last year. There's the infamous performance where Jones got pulled 50 strikes, 59 pitches against the Mets. Like, are they going to be in panic mode here? Like, we're going to be skipping Skeens starts. We're going to pull them after, you know, however many pitches. How do you think this impacts them?
I don't think it'll have much of an impact. I mean, these are two completely different people, like biologically. One is 5'10", one's 6'6", and 50 pounds heavier. Their bodies are built to handle things differently. And credit to Jared. I mean, this wasn't something that he tried to hide from the team or anything. Like, they know about this because he felt a little discomfort and went to the team. And quite frankly, as someone who's covered Jared Jones, I don't think that would have happened last year. Jared's the type of guy who's a competitor and would try to, I think in the past, try to power through something like this, and which could potentially make it worse. I think this is a sign of maturity where he's saying, even if it's just 5% not feeling right, it's spring training. Mm. This is the time to bring this up now. I would rather miss a month or so now as opposed to making this way worse and making it something, you know, a completely different type of situation. And I'm not saying I know one way or the other how this is going to unfold, but I think as far as Jared handled it, it's about as good as you could hope a young athlete who's ultra competitive to do so. But I don't think that that's going to have an impact on how they manage any of their other young arms, because they're all completely different. I mean, Jared Jones is a guy who's been in pro ball for 4 or 5 years now, where Paul Skenes hasn't even been a full-time pitcher for that long. It's apples and oranges. So I don't see it impacting Skenes' usage at all.
Noah, does Robert Morris merely win by a single-digit margin today, or are they beating them by a dozen or more? What do you think?
Oh, man, I really hope. That would be great. I remember when I was in high school during a baseball practice, like baseball practice stopped because they gave Villanova a game. That would have been what, in like 2011, yeah, something around there. I remember like where I was, we were all like sitting in the bleachers watching the score updates on our phones, 'cause you couldn't even stream it on a phone back then. I'm really excited for Bobby Moe. I think Bama is probably the most fraudulent two seed out of all of them.
Wow.
Big.
Yes. They don't play defense, and their best player had, in my opinion, a very disappointing year in Sears. I mean, when you can go games at a time without scoring and still be an All-American, that just shows you're inconsistent to me. So maybe Bobby Moe catches him sleeping and gives him a game. I certainly hope so. I think it's going to be closer than 22 points, I'll say that.
I agree, and Sears so disappointing that they're actually calling him Gimbals, Doran. That's a joke for the old people out there, and a bad one at that. Thank you, Noah. We appreciate your time. Enjoy your donuts.
I will. Thanks for having me on. And I did tweet.
Whatever.
I did tweet. You'll get
whatever.
Too
late.
Now on.
Whatever. Too late. That's why I didn't ask any questions. I'm mad at you.
The final ever appearance of Noah Hyles on the Fan Morning Show. See ya.
I'm pissed.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
He remembers where he was whenever RMU lost a game to Villanova. Like, that's basketball love right there. Like, they didn't even win the game. They were in the game.
Where did he go to college?
Noah Hyles?
Anybody know?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. I'm going to text him.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.